praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, my name is Tia Dorsey. We're going to give Pastor James a break today. I'm his wife. Okay. And I do have a word from the Lord. So thank you guys ahead of time for receiving me. Our message today is called or entitled, God is Still in Control. So
Amen.
It's worth saying that again. God is still in control. Our key scriptures are going to come from Job 42. And we're going to take it from Job 42, 1 through the third verse. But before we start, I want to give a little bit background on Job. Mm-hmm. So maybe some of you know and some of you don't know. Well, Job was a perfect and upright man. One who feared God, hated evil.
Okay. Amen.
And he had much substance. The word of God said there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Mm-hmm. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camel, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses. And he was of a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. So Job was balling, as the young people say.
Amen.
You know, what made Job, one of the things that made him perfect and upright, it says in Job 1:4, and his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. I'm going to go to verse 5. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, rose up early in the morning, offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all.
Wow.
But Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. So, guys, James and I have a blended family of 4. We know our kids.
Amen.
Job said, look, I know them. If they even curse God in their heart, maybe a couple of them, I'm going to go ahead and give burnt offerings.
Amen.
Just to keep the blessing of the Lord on the household.
Just be on the safe side.
Amen. We know our kids. It's always a couple of them. You know, Job was so upright that God offered Job to be tested of Satan. You know, I can't speak for myself if God would say, hey, go test Tia in this way. But as the chapters go on, Job lost everything that he had.
Yeah.
He lost his substance. He lost his children. He lost his relations with his wife. He lost his health. Everything happened at once. And the word of God says, all this came about, and Job sinned not with his mouth.
Wow.
Our scripture, God is still in control, because through the chapters of Job, 1 through until you get about the 42nd chapter, Job goes through emotional travail, physical travail, spiritual travail. Anybody been there where you just say, Lord, why me?
Amen.
I've tried to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a good spouse. I've gone back to school. I come to work early. I stay late. Why did I get laid off? Mm. Why isn't any work for me? I eat right. I exercise. I gave my life to you. Why did I get a report from the doctor that says I have this disease and it looks like death? Why me?
Mm.
So the word of God takes us on this journey in Job's life. A perfect and upright man, the word of God calls him. Through his ups and downs, emotionally, mentally. And I'm here to tell you, if Job went through that, surely it's okay that we're going through it too.
Amen.
I've been there.
Amen.
Maybe even still there, if I want to be honest.
Mm.
Lord, why me? But chapter 42 takes us into a different scope of Job. But before we get there, I want to do some key highlights of Job as he was going through this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his wife, I was telling you, the closest thing to him, his partner in life, said, look, Job, you're going through all this. Why do you still have your integrity? Curse God and just die. Job responded, you sound foolish. What should we receive good at the hand of God and should not receive evil? That was a pivotal statement in Job's going through. Another one, Job 13, 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Another pivotal statement why Job was going through. So I'm here to say that even though we're going through, let's keep positive things in our mouth. You know, Ty Tribbett, a singer in the U.S., and he's probably traveled all over the world. He says, look, weeping may endure for a night, you know, only for one night, though. Yeah. It's okay to have a moment. You know, yeah. It's unrealistic not to say that you won't go through. But let it be for a night. Let it be for a season. Only for one night, though. But come back to your senses and remember, God is still in control.
Amen.
The Word of God goes on to say that how Job came to his senses from chapter 1 to 42. Mm-hmm. You know, he went through a series of why God, why me. His friends even came to visit him. They didn't even recognize him in his current state. So now we have Job losing everything that he had.
Right.
His wife and his relationship is no longer sound. She's not on Team Job anymore. The friends that were so-called said, look, man, truly you've done something. Yeah. To come against God. Repent. Look, we all make mistakes. Surely this has not happened for a reason.
Right.
You know, for no reason. So how did Job maintain his sanity through all this? I come to tell you, he really didn't.
Right.
That's the answer. He really didn't. He had some highs, but he also had some lows. You know, the Word of God tells us at about chapter 38, God shuts the pity party down.
Right.
He speaks. He tells Job, hey, look, were you there when I created the earth? You know, you're questioning me, but were you there? How many times are we questioning God and said, Lord, why did this happen? Mm-hmm. Why did you allow this to happen? If you're God, why? And his response never answers us. Why did it happen? He's never answered me.
No.
I'm trying to figure out, have I ever heard an answer from God that right. told me why something happened? He has never done that.
He doesn't need to speak.
He doesn't speak. He said, look, Job, were you there? I created, you know, all the earth. Were you there? That was his answer. That's his answer today. How dare we question him?
Amen.
He's God. He's the same God in the beginning that spoke the world and it came to existence. Mm-hmm. He created man and he came into existence.
Amen.
He created a woman with his hands. She came into existence.
Amen.
How much more is God still in control with our lives? When we're in a low place, it doesn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And we want to question God.
Mm-hmm.
But let's remember his deity.
Amen.
Our mind is too finite to understand the things of God.
Amen.
So God allows Job to go through this banter with them. Why, Lord? Why was I born? You know, surely, why don't you let me die? You know, and for those that even have ever contemplated about death or any of that, why am I here? I want to say to you, because I've had a quick thought myself. I praise the Lord. It didn't come to fruition.
Right.
But your life, you cannot take that power from God.
No.
He created you. It's not in your place to take your life. He created you. The power of life and death is God's. It is not in your power to say, it's time for me to go. When it's your time to go, he will call you to himself.
That's right.
But it is not your decision. So I want to encourage someone, if you've ever had thoughts of, you know, maybe I should just go. Maybe it's just my time. Maybe the world is better without me. I want to challenge you and say not so.
Amen.
God created you. It's in his time. He calls you to back to himself. Please Don't do it. Please don't do it. Let him still be in control.
Amen.
So about the chapter 38, God said, look, enough is enough. Let me tell you something, Joe. Look, you weren't there. How dare you? You know, speak up like a man. Answer these questions.
Amen.
It gets down to chapter 42, our key scriptures, and this is what happens. Verse 1, chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything.
Right.
And that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered that I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Here I beseech thee, I will speak. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Wow. The word of God says in chapter 6, wherefore I abhor myself, I repent in dust and ashes. Verse 5, I'm taking one step up. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now I see thee. That's what the Lord, I believe, is telling us today. Look, you've heard of me, but the things that we're going through, unless we went through them, God, we wouldn't see the hand of God. We hear them. We hear our grandmothers and, you know, moms say God is good. He's worthy. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. But until we even go through those things, my God, we just hear it. Amen. But Job saw that he was able to heal the boils off of his body. Job saw he was able to mentally bring his mind back.
Amen.
If you're going through a state of just mental confusion, Job saw he was able to heal his broken hearted from broken relationships with his wife and friends condemning them. He heard before, but after he went through all this, he saw and had a one-on-one relationship with the Lord. So I want to say some things you may not understand why you're going through. I'm going through some things myself that I say, Lord, I feel I'm ready for this. I feel this should be happening. But until, look, who am I to say when I'm ready? Who am I to say what my time should be? My job is to just honor God and do his will, whatever season. I want to encourage you to do the same. I know it looks very bleak sometimes. It feels very lonely sometimes. It seems that you just can't go on. And it's, you know, sometimes, why am I even here? Lord, call me home. I remember telling the Lord, Lord, I'm ready. He said, no, you're not. I said, I'm ready to go. Just take me. And he said, no, you still have work to do.
That's right.
Okay, he is in control, not us. If you haven't been there, God bless you. I pray you never get there. But for those that have gone through or those that are there now, I want to encourage you. He's still in control.
Amen.
So I want to say a prayer.
Okay.
This will be a brief message because I want to do some praying to encourage you that, hey, he's still in control.
Amen.
But before I do, I want to just go to the end of Job. And if you can read it, it talks about Job was restored. God turned the captivity of Job back. And he actually was blessed more in the end than he was in the beginning.
Praise God.
I want to know if you have the strength just to get to the end. I want to pray for strength for some of us that are going through in the middle of it.
Amen.
We haven't got to the end. But if we get to the end, I'm here to tell you, God changeth not.
Amen.
If he did it for Job, he'll do it for us. Maybe some of us are looking for businesses. Maybe some of us are looking for healing. We're going to the doctors back and forth. They don't even know what is going on. But if God turned back the captivity of Job, he could turn the captivity of our situation back.
Amen.
You know, to where it's favorable and give us double for our trouble.
Amen.
Give us more than we had before. If we repent for questioning him, Repent for trying to take matters into our own hands. Repent for trying to figure things out. Repent for trying to make something happen and it wasn't time. Repent for listening to the negative words of our friends, our family, even our spouses who don't see the big picture of God. Repent, turn back, humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
And say, Lord, you're in control. I need your strength to get me to the end. How dare I question your mighty existence? Give me strength. So I want to pray on that today, if you will. Bow your head with me. Father, thank you for sharing the story of Job with us.
Thank you, Lord.
And showing how you moved so mightily in his life.
Now, Lord.
How you answered him through all his why me, why me, why me.
Amen.
And how you showed up through power and said, where were you, Job?
Mm.
Father, many of us may be going through financial. Many of us may be going through, we don't even know how we're going to make it. Many of us have been given a bad report to the doctor. Many of us have had suicidal thoughts. God, who just, look, my family is better off without me. I can't provide for them. Why am I here? If I'm a man, I can't provide for my family. If I'm a woman and I can't give my husband a child, why am I here?
Mercy.
God says, hey, look. He's still in control. Lord God, please forgive us for trying to figure this thing out.
Please, Father.
Please forgive us for taking your power out of your hands.
My Lord.
Please forgive us for wanting to give up. Please forgive us for devaluing our lives because it hasn't gone according to our perspective, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive us. Help us to turn away today and give you back control. Help us to give you full and complete control. Whatever happens, it happens according to your perfect will. Get glory out of our lives.
Please, Lord.
And in doing so, we ask and beseech you, Master, that you will turn our captivity back, that you will remember us, that you will bring your hand near to us and switch the situation around to your favor that many people will see. Mm-hmm. Even as they saw in Job's life and glorified you, that things aren't over until you say it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You still have room to work. We thank you for our testimonies that you're going to give us. We thank you for our joy that you're going to give us. We thank you for renewed peace of sleep that you're going to give us.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for renewed hope that you're speaking on us right now. We love you, God.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed.
Amen.